It's Wednesday, November 25th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Chinese officials are trying to shut down the Beijing Ministerial Joint Prayer Network because it is not registered with the government. Dozens of pastors have joined the network to pray for church revival and missions. However, the pastors are not going to disband the network or dismiss their churches like the officials told them to. Unregistered religious organizations that continue to meet are often subjected to government crackdowns. Just last week, officials in Yunnan Province detained Pastor Li Chuns for leading a house church. The same day, officials raided a house church in Shaanxi Province and detained their pastor, An Yunqi, along with several church members. Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri reportedly died recently of natural causes in Afghanistan. The terrorist leader, also known as Dr. Death, took over the organization after the death of Osama bin Laden. This comes after Israeli operatives killed Al-Qaeda's second-in-command leader back in August. The Muslim terrorist organization has killed thousands of people, including many Christians. Psalm 37, verses 35 to 36 says, "I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a native green tree. Yet he passed away, and behold, he was no more." A Catholic priest and a Jewish rabbi are suing Democratic New Jersey Governor Philip Murphy over discriminating coronavirus restrictions. The religious organizations accuse Murphy of limiting in-person services for houses of worship while imposing no limits on other kinds of organizations. The Thomas More Society filed an emergency application for an injunction from the U.S. Supreme Court last Friday. Yesterday, World Magazine reports that Pennsylvania and Nevada finalized their presidential election results, giving former Vice President Joe Biden victory in both states. Biden started to announce picks for important posts in the government, with many of them having worked in the Obama administration. They include Antony Blinken for Secretary of State, John Kerry for Climate Change Envoy, Avril Haines for Director of National Intelligence, Alejandro Mayorkas for Secretary of Homeland Security, Jake Sullivan for White House National Security Advisor, and Linda Thomas Greenfield for U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. The U.S. General Services Administration took initial steps to begin the transition process with Biden on Monday. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign continues its legal challenges to the election results in multiple states based on alleged voter fraud. State legislatures in Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Michigan will be holding hearings starting tomorrow and next week on the issues of voter fraud and irregularities. Many states are imposing new lockdowns in response to rising coronavirus cases. However, the governors of Texas, Florida, and South Dakota announced they will not send their states back into lockdown. In several states with lockdowns, local officials are refusing to enforce them. Weld County commissioners in Colorado will not enforce the state's coronavirus mandates, choosing instead to encourage individual responsibility. Fresno Sheriff Margaret Mims said she will not enforce California's new overnight curfew. And New York sheriffs in Fulton County and Saratoga County said they will not enforce the state's 10-person Thanksgiving limit. Romans 13, verse 3 says, "For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same." The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled Monday that Texas and Louisiana can cut Medicaid funding to abortion giant Planned Parenthood. The Texas case began after the Center for Medical Progress exposed Planned Parenthood's sale of body parts from babies who were murdered in the womb. And finally, a new study by Barna found that 19% of practicing Christians, those who normally attend church at least monthly, do not attend church services at all during the coronavirus panic. Similarly, 22% of churched adults, those who normally attend church at least once in 6 months, did not attend church at all since the pandemic started. Meanwhile, 51% of practicing Christians attended church weekly through the pandemic, compared to 37% of churched adults. Psalm 95, verses 1 to 2 says, "O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Wednesday, November 25th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com, or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.